Almost every great movie has an opening you remember, something that lets you know you are about to see something worth looking at. A great cover letter can do the same thing for your resume.
Starting out or starting over? Advice to reach your career goals. This is In Motion.
Welcome. This is In Motion, speaking with Gail Rubin Kunisch. Gail has spent the past 20 years advising and counseling displaced workers, and she shares her knowledge of successful tips with us. We've been talking on earlier podcasts about resumes and what you need to know. Gail, there's a couple of things we've left out: cover letters and references. Today, we're looking at cover letters. So what is the purpose of a cover letter?
The purpose of the cover letter, Greg, is to show the employer exactly how you meet the qualifications that they've posted in an online job.
So it's basically an introduction to you.
Exactly. It draws from the resume those things that you've done in your past or that you've done in your education experience that directly applies to what the employer is looking for.
We better understand now, I think, what the purpose of a cover letter is. So do you have better odds with a cover letter in your experience?
Absolutely. Much better, because as well as tailoring your application with your resume, you can further tailor the application with the cover letter. Always, always, always do a cover letter. Even if you're doing one of those speedy Indeed applications, when they give you an option for a cover letter, write one.
Okay, well, we understand the purpose and the importance, I think. So give me some basics of a cover letter and what people need to keep in mind.
Well, when you open for the first paragraph, let me back up. When you address the letter, you want to try and address a person who is possibly going to see the letter, the HR director or the office manager, anybody that you can investigate that might be reading the letter and their address.
So it's a good idea to track down names first.
Absolutely. Then the first paragraph is going to tell them where you saw the job posting, whether that's on a website like Indeed or Monster or Career Builder, or whether you saw that on the company website, where you saw it.
So where you saw it is important so that they know where you came from, yes?
Correct.
We're speaking with Gail Rubin Kunisch today, getting career advice on In Motion. Gail, we've covered the basics of what you need to start the cover letter. We're getting into the first paragraph now. What is the important thing to include in the first paragraph?
Well, the important thing to include in the first paragraph is exactly what position you're applying for. I wouldn't send just a blanket cover letter that doesn't say exactly what you're applying for. Then what you might do is highlight some of the requirements that the employer is looking for. Are they looking for 2 years' experience in education? Are they looking for 2 years' experience or 3 years' experience in sales? Are they looking for 5 years' experience in human resources? Put that in the first paragraph.
As we move on then, we go to the second paragraph now. What's the next paragraph?
That next paragraph will draw from your resume in very specific sentences, full, complete sentences, how you fulfill the requirements that the employer has said that they are looking for.
So in my case, if I were to say I was an on-air announcer for 6 years at this radio station, I would definitely want to include that in the second paragraph.
Absolutely. And you would also want to include what markets you had worked for in radio. If you worked in Cookeville, you'd put that. Previously, you would put the previous market that you had worked at. If you had done some public relations that was involved in your radio experience, you would include that if it pertained to the job. If you had any kind of computer skills that were related to the job, you would put that. If you had any language skills, you would put that.
We've gotten two paragraphs now. How many paragraphs do I need overall?
Well, you want to have a closing paragraph. This is as important as the other paragraph. It asks for the interview. You want to tell the potential employer when you're going to be available for the interview and how they can reach you. what is a good phone number, what is a good email address, so they can choose the mode that they contact you at, and that you are willing and able to come on an interview.
Three paragraphs in all, then, is my total count on that, and they're each very important and not just a bunch of words filling up a page.
That's correct. That's correct. They all have a purpose, and they're all very specific.
If you have any questions about anything that we've talked about with Gail today, you can certainly get an answer to that. She has a website where you can reach her, the inspirationgroupconsulting.com website. In fact, if you've got any other questions for anything else career advice-wise, she'll happily take those. This has been In Motion with Gail Rubin-Kunish. Until next time, thank you.